Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
We're studying through the book of James, and we're in chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like a man looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom, and perseveres in it, not a forgetful hearer, but one who does good works, this person will be blessed in what he does. This passage is all about not forgetting Scripture, which is the same as remembering Scripture, right? In Friday's podcast, I gave several benefits to Scripture memorization. Let's look at a few more today. Something about memorizing that makes you notice a lot more about a text than even if you just study every single word. It increases your insight, and those insights will stick with you too. When you memorize a passage, you gain an understanding that lingers even after the passage fades away, even after you stop reviewing it, and so you can't recite it, you don't know how to get started anymore, but it becomes part of the fabric of your soul, and it has an effect on you, it changes you. Not only that, but the more you memorize, the more you'll find, you'll gain insight into other passages. The Holy Spirit loves to speak to you through His Word. He loves to speak to you through His Word. And so the more of His Word you have in your heart, the more you can expect to hear from the Holy Spirit. The more He'll guide you, the more He'll move you, the more He'll show you things. The Spirit loves to speak through His Word. And if there's not anything there to work with, don't expect to hear nearly as much from the Spirit. A real close friend of mine called me just last week. And he told me about this argument that he had with his wife. He went off to work after the argument. They were both really hot, and he just prayed, God, let her calm down. Let me calm down. Let us be reconciled. And he came home later that day. The police came and arrested him, put him in handcuffs, and took him off to jail. She went to the police and told him that he was threatening to her, and so they came and put him in jail. And he called me after he got out of jail. He called me, and he said, Daryl, I was sitting there in that cell, and I didn't have any scripture memorized. And that was the only thing he told me about the whole experience that was unpleasant about being in jail. He didn't mention anything else. He just mentioned, I didn't have any scripture. Whatever happens in your life, you don't ever want to get caught without access to God's Word. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The individual words. You hit those times in your life where you really need scripture. I mean, you're really discouraged, you're really afraid, you're really worried, you're really confused, you're really tempted, you're lonely, you're angry, whatever. At those moments, I'm telling you, general principles from God's Word will not be enough. You need them. You need to understand the general principles for sure. Understand theology. But you also have to understand, in addition to those, you need the specific words. That's what brings the comfort. That's what brings the guidance. Every word from the mouth of God, not just the general concepts. I'll never forget the day. It was in 2005. I'm driving my car on County Line Road, heading southbound, going past the Conoco station. I remember exactly like it was yesterday. And I was driving along, drowning in worry and fear. I had lost my job, no prospect for a job. I was at the lowest valley I'd ever been in my entire life. And I've never really been a worrier. I mean, I usually don't worry much, but on this particular day, I was terrified of the future. I was scared. I had no idea how I was going to take care of my family. And I was kept telling myself all these biblical principles about worry that I knew and that I've taught. And I'm telling myself, trust God. You know, He loves you. He's not going to let you drop. He's not going to abandon you. He promised to take care of you. He's never failed anybody ever. I just kept telling myself that stuff over and over. But the worry, the anxiety would not go away. And then the Lord brought Matthew 6:25-34 in my mind. Just came to my mind, and I had memorized it in the past, and I just started quoting it out loud as I drove. Now, these are principles that I knew, I mean, like the back of my hand. I've gone over this so many times. I know what's in that chapter, but there was something about hearing them in my ears, just hearing them out loud. Hearing the words themselves that just brought this deep profound comfort into my heart. It came and washed over me, the sense of peace. Every trace of worry and fear vanished. And I mean vanished and did not come back. And that's what God's Word will do. When Jesus was suffering in agony, in His worst agony, on the cross, what came out of His mouth? A word-for-word quotation from Psalm 22. The general principles weren't enough for Him at that moment. He wanted the words from that psalm that He had gone to the trouble to memorize prior in His life. Another benefit, memorization will also help increase your discernment. It'll save you from being tricked. The Holy Spirit will use passages that you've memorized to expose errors that you would have otherwise fallen for. Subtle errors that you might have tricked you, but now they won't because you've got Scripture. Or somebody will misquote the Bible and you'll be able to pick up on it because you have that memorized. Memorization of God's Word familiarizes you with your Bible in a wonderful way. Long after you stop reviewing the verse. You know, you can only keep something in your mind so long. You review it and review it. And now you move on to something else. So then you kind of forget. But even after that, even after you forget it, you'll remember what that passage has to offer. So you can, you know, your time comes to you and you're just like, oh, I need that passage. Like, I'm suffering now. Hebrews 12, it's something Jesus and the example and the joy said and the discipline and everything. I can't remember how it goes, but I know that's where I need to be right now. Hebrews 12. And you know right where to go. You'll be amazed at what Scripture memory will do for your prayer life. You don't know what to pray. And the words of Scripture come to mind, and you can say things to God that arise from His very words to you. Deepen your prayer life. Memorizing Scripture will improve the effectiveness of your ministry. You bump into a friend, and he's going through a hard time. And he needs more than just, you know, general principles. And he comes to you in crisis, he calls you in the middle of the night or whatever, and you can say more than just, hang in there, you know. You got some words from God's words, from Scripture itself that you can give him. So, I don't know, I think God wants us to commit His Word to memory, don't you think? And so what becomes of all our excuses? I mean, once you realize this is something God wants you to do, those all kind of fade away, right? You got a bad memory? Alright, you got a bad memory, fine. It's harder for you. Just means you have to work harder than other people. Or you can't memorize as many verses as some of the other people around you can memorize. But you can memorize some, I promise you. You can memorize some. You use a good technique, you'll be able to memorize Scripture. You say, well, I'm too old to memorize. Is it easier to memorize when you're young than when you're old? Absolutely. I mean, no question about it. It's harder. The older you get, harder it gets. No question about that. So my question is, what is your plan? Are you waiting until you get younger? I mean, I hate to break it to you, but as old as you are right now, a year from now, you're going to be even older. If you can imagine that. You realize that right now you are the youngest you'll ever be the rest of your life? If Scripture memory gets harder when you get the older you get, that's the biggest reason of all to start right now, because this is the youngest you'll ever be. Better get going before it gets harder. So yeah, it's hard work, but only a fool goes through life making decisions about what he's going to do and not do based on what's easy and hard. Right? Only a fool. And what a great honor it is to be able to put forth effort and be diligent and make sacrifices in order to pursue greater intimacy with our God. Another excuse. I don't have time. I don't have time for that. Think about what we're saying. What does that mean when someone says, I don't have time? Does that mean they've got like fewer hours in the day than everyone else? We've got 24, they only get like 18? No, I mean, everybody's got 24 hours a day, right? So what does I don't have time mean? What it means is, everything else in my life right now is more important than that. That's what I don't have time means. I'm not going to give up anything else in my life for that because everything else is a higher priority. But think about, what is time for? I mean, if you give an answer to God on Judgment Day for your life and how you spent your time, what do you want to be able to say? I mean, you don't have time. Let me ask you this. Do you have 5 minutes? Because you'd be amazed how much Scripture you can memorize. It's just 15 minutes one day a week and then 5 minutes a day all the other days. If you do it every day, you'd be amazed how much you can memorize. And if you could manage, some of you could do 30 minutes a day. I mean, that's just one sitcom, right? 30 minutes a day, you could memorize whole books of the Bible in a matter of months and keep them in your memory. And that's less time than a lot of us are on Facebook every day. Do we think we're going to get to Judgment Day and God's going to have us stand before Him and He's going to find out, He's going to say, you spent 10 minutes a day memorizing my word? What's the matter with you? What a waste! You think He's going to say that? I can picture God saying that about some things in my life, not about scripture memory. You say, but I've tried it before and it didn't work. They don't stick in my head. I try to memorize, the words just don't stay. I think that a lot of times that's just because of the method that we use. A lot of techniques don't work. But there's other techniques that do work. And no matter what kind of person you are. Now, let me just give you one tip. One basic thing. Because of the culture we live in, I got to say this. One thing we need to know. We're looking for long-term memory, not short-term memory. And I just need to say that because of the education system that we grew up in. The education system in the United States is totally designed towards short-term memory. And it's called cramming. And what they encourage you to do is they have tests that are so specific that there's no way that even if you did a great job all the way through the semester that you could ever pass the test unless you cram the night before, which means you take this information, they tell you what's going to be on the test so that you can just say it to yourself 100 times in a row and hopefully it'll stay in there for enough hours to where you can get it on the test, and then a few hours after the test, it's gone. That's the way they train in our school system. If you want, that puts it in your short-term memory. If you want something in your long-term memory and not your short-term memory, then instead of saying it 100 times in a day, say it once a day for 100 days. That puts it in your long-term memory. That's why when somebody asks you your name, you don't have any trouble. Right? You get something day after day after day. If you're just consistent, it can be just a few minutes a day, but if you say it every day, it'll get 100 days, it'll be a part of you. Alright, so all of that under the category of keep looking. Look intently and keep looking. If you're resisting this idea of getting started with scripture memorization, just ask yourself one simple question. Do you think it's likely that you would be better off spiritually if you did this? Is there a good chance it would help you walk more closely with the Spirit? If so, doesn't that settle the matter? I hope you can tune back in tomorrow. I'll give a few quick ideas on how to do this that won't take a lot of time. It's within the reach of even someone with a terrible memory. And if you do it, I promise you won't regret it. Between now and then, I just have one question for you to consider. How much time each day do you believe God wants you to spend memorizing Scripture? If you have some kind of vague, non-specific resolution, I should really start doing that more, I promise it's not going to happen. All that's going to do is make you feel guilty. Any real change requires a specific plan. So just start with this. How much time? If you're super busy right now, maybe all you could spare would be 5 minutes a day. Fine. If that's the case, great. You'll be amazed what you can do in that amount of time if you do it every day. So decide how many daily minutes can you carve out for this, and next time I'll give some specifics on how to do it.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.